This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. People who find themselves unable to experience delight or satisfaction from life may be suffering from something called anhedonia. It's a common symptom of depression that essentially strips people of their ability to feel joy. Professors Alicia Moret and Thomas Ritz at SMU are part of a five-year study aiming to develop a more effective treatment. Alicia Moret, Thomas Ritz, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Alicia, what exactly is anhedonia? What does it do?
Anhedonia is the deficit in positive affect as observed through either the loss of enjoyment in pleasurable activities or the loss of desire in pleasurable activities. So it's in essence the inability to either foresee or anticipate, to become motivated for, or to actually experience pleasure of activities that the person has previously experienced as pleasurable.
Now, Thomas, I've read that people suffering from anhedonia lose interest not only in hobbies and social get-togethers, but even in food and sex. Like, are we talking total reclusion? How far does this go?
Well, it goes pretty far, and we think that the basis of this is some kind of dysregulation of neurobiological systems, so that particular systems that involve areas of the brain are dysregulated, and that having a very broad effect on behavior that is not just regarding the experience or less experience of pleasure, but also about seeking pleasure or learning about pleasurable activities. We call it reward sensitivity systems that would somehow coordinate these experiences and activities, and that include multiple neurophysiological systems, including the brain with particular areas. And we think that a dysregulation in these has actually a very broad effect.
I can see this as being incredibly crippling to someone's life. I mean, what happens to people with anhedonia in the long run?
So multiple things can happen. In essence, they can become very depressed. When we think about depression, most people, when they think about depression, they do think about an increase in negative affect. They feel down and depressed. They have a lot of somatic symptoms, such as they're unable to sleep. They may have either an increase or decrease in appetite. They have difficulties concentrated. That can really go along with a sense of hopelessness. And it's not a coincidence that anhedonia is strongly linked to suicidal behaviors and suicide in and of itself, because at its very severest form, the person, in essence, is somewhat giving up and also giving up the hope that anything in their life can ever be enjoyable or make sense or has meaning and is worth actually pursuing.
You're both part of a team at SMU that's collaborating with UCLA to treat anhedonia by focusing on the positive. How does that work?
So we designed a study, an intervention, that we believe taps into the three components of reward sensitivity or lack of thereof. So reward anticipation and motivation, reward consumption, and reward learning, meaning the wanting of a reward, the liking of a reward, and the association between wanting and liking.
Alicia Moret and Thomas Ritz are professors at SMU. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.